from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run! Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Deserves it more than Keller.
I think he deserves it more than Keller, too, actually, Donnie, because Keller had a little swoon at the end of last year, and he's been very good this year,
by
and
large. He was bad the first month of the season,
correct,
too.
Mediocre. I mean, he was still going five, had that wild streak, which is still ongoing, actually. Although it was a skin of the teeth out of a couple
times ago. Even though Pickens led the NFL in yards per catch,
George is a
bit
of a
place.
If Mason Rudolph was their quarterback all year, would George Pickens be on this? I think he would.
Also, give him a little motivation for next year. That doesn't hurt.
Can you imagine Pickens walking into the locker room, MFing us? I wasn't on the Pantheon.
So are we going Reynolds?
Yes. I think Reynolds is more deserving than Keller of those two.
Yeah.
And then five, you want to make Shipley?
I think so. I think we need to be a well-rounded Pantheon here. I think our Pantheon needs to go in every direction.
Well, we got crushed last year because we didn't put the kid from Pitt who won the
Nino Bonacorsi.
That was one of the things that people were mad about.
All right, so Reynolds, we agree on, unanimously deserves it.
Sure.
Okay. Brian Reynolds.
All right, so those are the five athletes then. Watts, Sid, Skeens, Reynolds, and Shipley.
I think Neil Shipley, who we were going to try to get on today, but I looked at his tee time pony. It just would not have worked out.
Where is he playing?
In Truckee, California at the Barracuda. Barracuda.
So there's a tournament going on opposite the British Open?
Yeah, oftentimes there is a B PGA tournament for people who just...
B, that's like F.
Oh, right? No, the Barracuda's been won by... Akshay Bhatia won it last year.
Ah.
He's a bit... Come on, you know who he is.
It's a springboard. You win the Barracuda, you've got big things in your future.
Bhatia just like was going shot for shot with
Scheffler.
Yes, I know.
Scheffler,
he was
on the green when those protesters got on there at the Travelers tournament.
Travelers. Barracuda. Yeah, Shipley's in there for me. Now we got to do a coach.
Okay.
I think it's Dan Fisher, women's volleyball at Pitt. Two straight Final Fours, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. They went back-to-back Final Fours.
I'm going to go back to one of the guiding principles and rules.
Do we
this.
Cover them? We've talked about it.
Do they get
Amanda
covered?
Amanda Sile King has done play-by-play commentary. Okay,
had them on the airwaves.
Had them on the airwaves here.
But by that logic, I could nominate Mike Warfield at Aliquippa.
He just stepped away for a year.
He's taking a break, Chris.
So, okay, he's not coaching this year.
So if he was coaching this year, I could name him?
Yeah, you absolutely could. And we could have a robust debate about it. But apparently you don't want to do that. You want to be a gatekeeper with your own special little Pantheon rules here,
What do you mean? I bended the rules somewhat to let Shipley in because I think it's such a cool story. So
well,
I
women's volleyball not like doing BAFO ratings and being
BAFO ratings.
People are watching
BAFO
man.
Ratings.
They're selling out. They're selling out pretty
well, then,
much every
well,
match.
Well, then if they were doing the BAFO ratings that you're talking about, then I'm shocked that Craig Riley has not put every single one of their volleyball matches on our airwaves.
TV, women's volleyball taken off on TV. Didn't we carry one of the volleyball matches on our
show? We
actually
carried multiple. Yeah, we did.
Yeah. We carried, I think, one of the Elite Eight matches.
We did.
I think Dan...
Do they have a beat writer? That's the test here. Do they have a beat writer?
Yeah, it's...
Who? Exactly. Does someone have the Pitt volleyball beat?
Alan Saunders probably does
it. I was just going to say, you're telling me he ain't out there covering that
James
game?
Santelli.
I'm sure he is.
James Santelli's a fan who has media background. He went to USC.
A fan with media background.
I'm just being facetious.
Doesn't count.
I just think Saunders probably would be the guy.
I think Capel should get back in.
I think Dan Fisher's done a better job, with all respect to Jeff, Dan Fisher's done a better job for a sport we actually have broadcasted on the station because he was doing such a good job.
I know, but it just seems like it's such a niche thing.
We got bitched and moaned at because we ignored women's volleyball and wrestling last year.
Yep.
What is the Pantheon if not a way to cater to our adoring fans?
I understand that, but I just don't think it's...
So you'd vote for Capel, right?
I would, because I feel like he also...
What about Shelty? They're 48 and 48.
No, it would be a make good... Capel deserves something for getting screwed over by the NCAA tournament committee. He got a contract extension, and now he's going to get a Pantheon.
So, you know, he'd say, honey, the contract extension that's worth millions is nice, but I got put on the Pantheon by those jackasses in the afternoon.
He would not look at us as jackasses. No, there's a lot of respect there.
We like Jeff, and I think Jeff likes us by and large. So you would vote Jeff.
Yes.
No, I know you're not voting Tomlin, even though he dragged a winning season out of a Kenny Pickett.
Tomlin's
got
to win a playoff game to get back on the Pantheon.
Well, you can also just say he kind of made his own bed with those quarterbacks before Rudolph.
And he also brought Matt Canada back. Did you just say that?
No, it was an echo that sounded strangely like you.
Okay.
And we know that Sullivan absolutely does not belong. Big fall from grace there. Okay.
And Shelton is, I think, meeting expectations.
If Shelton
right
gets
now.
To the playoffs, he would be next year's Pantheon.
Correct.
Guy. Okay, here's how it is, Donnie. I say Dan Fisher, Pitt Women's Volleyball.
I don't think half of our audience knows who
he is.
He
says Jeff Capel. Does half of our audience know who Dan Fisher is?
No, I don't.
Or a poll question.
We told them who they are now.
I say, okay, fine. I don't care. You can undercut me all you want. You say Capel. I say Dan Fisher. Donnie gets to cast the deciding vote.
I mean, I'm on Malzie's side here. I think what he's done is a lot more impressive.
When's Pitt been to a Final Four in hoops lately?
So, but how outside of the things that we talk about are willing to go with this Pantheon? We're bastardizing it because I just said we could have. You guys
now seem to think
that if I brought
it
up,
based on your personal applied standard, you don't golf, and apparently
I put Shipley on there.
Well,
what are you talking about?
It was like extracting an impacted wisdom.
It was not.
You.
I didn't even think of him. You brought out an outside the box candidate, basically like Hulk Hogan talking at the Republican National Committee tonight. Someone from out of nowhere. I didn't expect, okay.
Can you imagine them telling Hulk to do a tight 3 minutes, and he's like, that's not going to work for me, brother. I'm going to get up there, and I'm filibustering. I'll abolish that filibuster, dude.
Hey, I acquiesce to the wishes.
We're going to give the leg drop and the big boot to taxes.
I acquiesce to the wishes of the democratic process that comes with the
Pantheon.
Well,
then you need to acquiesce to the wishes of the democratic process again.
And that's fine.
You can't selectively decide when you want to let this two-thirds majority thing
But honestly,
apply.
If somebody called in and said the high school soccer coach at one school in the area has won 15 Whitfield championships in a row, would you really consider that?
Yes, probably.
You would?
That would be like literally the
if
entire time.
If there's a
time.
Youth coach that's taken a team to the Pony League World Series
Have we
four
covered
times.
Them? Have we covered them? We've covered Pitt Women's Volleyball. That's my point.
How?
We've put it on the air. We as a station, that was your rule.
But this is the PM team sports Pantheon. It's not 93.7 the fans. It's not, we're not getting Adam Crowley and Dorn Dickerson's input on this or our PDs. It's us and our listeners.
Wait, weren't women's volleyball players in here during our show one time?
I don't think so.
Or was that a different show?
I mean, you didn't remember that you were at the Home Run Derby 5 years ago.
True.
I mean, you're not really the best.
Not a great reliable narrator. Or no, it was Game 7 of the 2017.
All right, if you guys have outranked me
at
here.
Least he at least he respects the democratic process.
I mean, how hard is it to be a great volleyball coach? There's like four programs in America.
Name them.
Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
Penn State.
Not as much anymore because Dan Fisher's done
Louisville.
Such a good job. Louisville. Nebraska. Yeah. Pitt.
There you go.
Wisconsin.
Okay.
Those are the four big ones. USC's pretty good at it. UCLA, Texas,
right.
Penn State. I'm naming volleyball programs here. I'm just saying,
I'm going to put out a tweet that says Dan Fisher, and people are going to be like, wait, who's this guy? Dan Fisher.
You're going to say Dan Fisher, Pitt Women's VB. And people will know.
I just think this opens Pandora's box from the Pantheon moving forward by doing this, where now anybody could text in and say, this high school coach or this youth coach or this niche coach, this guy at Division III.
What if somebody nominated Zeiss as an AAU coach?
Donnie,
this?
what's the President's Conference school that dominates in football?
Mount Union? No, they're
not
presidents.
No. Well, I mean, there's really not a dominant one anymore. I mean,
there will be when
St.
Vincent, when St. Vincent rises
right,
under the
exactly.
tutelage of Coach Chase Johnston.
You want to get Sirianni's older brother.
Right, look at the great work he's doing down there at Washington and Jefferson. Let's make him, he's a better coach than Jeff Capel, Mike Tomlin, and Mike Sullivan.
He's trying to.
I think Tony's very upset we didn't go with what his list was.
No, yeah. That's not.
I think he's okay with Shipley.
I
think he backed down on Shipley, but I think he's ticked off that you're taking my side here on Fisher over Capel. Do Final Fours matter or do they not matter? He's gone to back-to-back, and he has, more importantly, Pitt was not on the volleyball map the way they are before he got there.
There
and
wasn't
now they
a volleyball map because no one was talking about the sport.
How do you know? I've seen the volleyball map room.
Oh, really? So can you name one player on the Pitt volleyball team, Mulsey?
No, because it's all about the coach.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. It's the whole is greater than the sum of the
parts. Can you name one volleyball player in the entire country?
Karch Kilrai.
Where's she play?
Beach volleyball player, Misty May.
Can text us up the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line. Tell us what you think.
It's a very humble sport, Pony. It's all about the team
now,
concept.
Now, Caleb can't even do a PM team sports pantheon.
Why not?
Mock-up because he can't find Dan Fisher. There are no pictures of him. No professional pictures.
So if
that
I
exist.
Were to go to Dan Fisher and I were going to ask for a picture, there's not a picture of Dan Fisher there. There's no pictures. It's one of those Twitter emojis. It's that little gray silhouette.
Right.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. I'm not in volleyball season, by the way, and there's so much turnover that Dan Fisher has to navigate. That's
NIL,
why
the transfer portal,
that's
just
the
running
transfer
rampant.
Portal and NIL. We got to get that Jordan Rooney on to talk about that NIL, man.
Texas on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line. The debrief at 4:30. First a headline.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Our YouTube stream is down, so there's only one way to get us today. That's the old-fashioned way, listening. Whether it's here on 93.7thefan.com, the Odyssey app, all the usual places you can go to hear the show. The debrief is 15 minutes away. We do have breaking Pirates news. They have released their pitching rotation for this series, Yinzer Palooza weekend against the Phillies.
Phillies are the best. Are they best record in the NL right now?
Yes.
Yeah. They
by
are.
The way,
and
it's
they've been a wagon.
I'm not here to take cheap shots. It's not going to feel like Yinzer Palooza when there's about 15,000 maniac Phillies fans
yelling,
shouting,
water,
"Let's go Phillies" or whatever during
water,
the game.
Geno's, Pats
coming here and being like, "Oh, why is there a what's it called, Chickie and Pete's?"
Why, yeah, crab. Why can I get crab fries here?
Why are there Chickie and Pete's?
Why don't
at
we
PNC
have Permane
Brothers?
Wait, do they have Permane?
I don't think so. Why is there a Rita's here? Two Phillies.
First real job for me where I collected an actual paycheck. Rita's Italian Ices.
Congratulations on all your success. I like the custard there better.
Yeah, a lot of people, big fans of
the
custard.
Oh, it's so smooth.
Custard. It was. There was the one, I don't know if it was called a gelato that we made.
You
could
put
it
on it. Oh.
So it was the custard in the, Pony, custard in the bottom. Ice up to the top, and then you had to swirl the custard around it.
Honestly,
that was a special treat.
I'd be tempted. If someone brought me one right now, I might pay $50 for it. That is so good.
Honestly,
they
not
don't pay
only,
me. I have no endorsement deals with them. That's a hell
15,
of a snack right there.
I was 15 or 16.
That is a treat.
And the reason I loved that job was you got to have like some of the product for free, and there were very cute girls who went to North Hills who I didn't even go to high school with who I got to meet who worked with me.
Go anywhere?
No, I think they saw me as like the innocent, pathetic one. Like, not worth the time. There's no.
Well, you got the last lap, Mulsey. You shot 88 at Oakmont.
There was no edge or bad boy to me back then. I didn't have that edge.
Now you've got
the
it.
The ladies want that edge. Yes. Yeah. Oh, Alex
now
is like,
Chris Muller struts around and people think there's a bad boy.
All sharp corners and elbows
breaker.
Here,
there's
baby.
A rebel without a cause.
I am a big fan of Rita's, though. I will tell you. You're
Donnie,
right
you ever
about
had
that.
It before?
Yeah, it's been a while, though.
You got to get your butt over there.
You know what else there was? There was one where you'd put custard in the bottom, too, or like some sort of creamer, and you'd make like a milkshake out of it. And I forget what they called it, but that was also a very interesting little treat.
There's going to be a cocktail truck at Stella's birthday party on Saturday.
Alex is very pissed.
And one of those ice things for the kids. The like.
Tell me if.
What are those called?
Kona ice truck.
Yeah, but what's that? Yes, there's a Kona ice truck, but what's that actually called? The snow cone?
Snow cone. Donnie. Tell me quick if this is wrong. So I got the moon open Saturday, Sunday. It's the biggest event on my calendar.
Congratulations on all your success again.
I love it. It's an awesome, fun event. But it happens to coincide, my tee time, I just got it yesterday, is going to make going to Stella's party, which I'm very sad about, completely unworkable.
You picked that over a kid's birthday party.
But no. Here's the problem. I told Alex that. She said, oh, that's a long drive, and I've got to deal with the boys. Like, I won't be able to kind of stand there and enjoy the party because I'll be so worried about the boys. And I thought to myself, I couldn't say this, but now I'll say it out loud. I said to Donnie when I got in, Donnie, I'm going to need Sarah, who loves the boys
She'll
and always wants more pictures. To
she
just,
loves kids.
Just to kind of subtly,
She badly
though,
wants kids.
Alex cannot know that Sarah is just quietly kind of sneaking in there to like watch Ace or whoever from running off.
Why not?
It needs to be subtle because I can't be like Chris organized this or kind
Why?
Of subtly nudge Donnie's girlfriend.
You're trying to help your wife out. I see no issue with that.
But I'm also kind of offering Donnie's girlfriend as a quasi babysitter
yeah,
for this.
Yeah, but she
thing.
Loves
oh,
doing that.
She needs no invitation for that.
Right.
She
okay.
will happily just
Well, then
do
I'm
it.
Good. Then I can shoot. Then I can hopefully shoot 77-77 with a clear conscience.
Pirates pitchers Friday, Martin Perez in his 5.15 ERA.
Against Aaron Nola.
Saturday, it's going to be Luis Ortiz.
Going against a very good pitcher
Christopher
again.
Christopher Sanchez, who made the All-Star team. And
sub-3 ERA, but Ortiz
Marco
has been
Gonzalez
good.
On Sunday.
Against their worst of the three starters, in this case, Tyler Phillips. They're setting this rotation up to try to make sure they're right for St. Louis and they get Skeens and Keller in that series. Right? I mean, obviously.
Well, Noah Heil's point is, did we really think they were going to throw Paul Skeens again after he pitched in the All-Star game on Tuesday,
which I would have said,
on three
yeah.
or 4 days rest, he didn't make a. He technically made a start.
Wouldn't that be a bullpen session for him? Or don't they throw between starts?
Yeah.
Side session, right?
I don't think they're pushing back Skeens because he pitched in the All-Star game. I think they're trying to watch his innings and start number in the second half, so it's convenient to then use him pitching in the All-Star game as an excuse for pushing him back. And then you could also say what you just did. Well, the St. Louis game matters more because you're
How much is
trying
it gonna,
to
will it
run
matter
down
more
the Cardinals
if you get rolled
standings.
By the Phillies in three straight?
Well, the one thing I don't understand is where's Keller? Why isn't Keller starting one of these three games?
He pitched probably
on Sunday. That's more than enough time to come back and pitch. Did something actually bad happen to him in the White Sox game?
Wasn't your theory
that
they were
that
saving
yet?
Him for the Phillies to
yes.
make sure he made the first post
All-Star
game start?
So what happened there? He left that game early. Is there something going on
Shelton
that
just
we don't
said
know
he didn't,
about?
Shelton said he didn't like the way that his pitches were moving, just suggesting he was tired and like it was a hot day. That's just weird. There better not be anything going on with him. I know they've got pitching depth, but suddenly Mitch Keller can't go. He's supposed to be your innings-eating horse. He's automatic to go five plus innings.
And Zangrilli is telling people that he doesn't think Jones is going to pitch until September.
Well, that'll keep him fresh for a playoff run.
Yeah.
Just build him back up and he'll be
perfect. I'm more surprised that Keller isn't pitching on Friday because then you could double dip with him. He could pitch the game against the Phillies Friday and he could come back and he could pitch against the Cardinals on Wednesday. So you'd be able to have your second best pitcher, a guy that they felt like, the Pirates felt like, got snubbed out of an All-Star appearance. He could give you a chance against Nola and make that a
competitive game. Keep Ortiz where he is because he's actually
sure.
been good enough that you'd give him a shot.
And then
there.
I don't care. Sunday you want to start Gonzalez or Perez, pick your poison with the lefties, and then have Skeen start the first game of the St. Louis series, and then you come back around and Keller pitches
they
the matinee on Wednesday.
They desperately need to get one of the first two games of this series because you can't go into Sunday facing a sweep throwing Marco Gonzalez out there.
Yeah, but they're throwing, you just said, Tyler Phillips. He's not exactly
okay,
Steve Carlton.
But it's still, who's got a better offense that could light up anybody? Philly.
They do. Well, we'll see where the Pirates' offense is. It came to life here in that winning streak before the playoffs.
Man,
but that was against the White Sox, who are the worst team.
I'll tell you what.
Arguably in baseball history.
In the highly unlikely event that this pitching rotation actually works out for the Pirates and they get 2-3 in this series, suddenly with Skeens Keller bearing down in three more with the Cardinals, suddenly you start to feel a little optimistic.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. The debrief is next. First, a headline. It's debrief time, and it's brought to you by our good friends at Saloni's Italian Bread. And I've got to take my Saloni's Italian Bread out of the refrigerator because Malzie said bread is meant to be stored on the counter and not the refrigerator.
Counter or the freezer? You're going with the this is one where the middle bowl of porridge is the worst one.
Don, what do you got for us?
The debrief, July 18, 2024. First a birthday shout out, then a uniform discussion. Happy 82nd birthday to one of the great names in Steelers lore, Dick Schiner.
Man, I saw him, you posted, you said Dick Schiner out here throwing touchdown passes in the mud back when men were
That's
men.
That's when men were men, Malzie, back in 1968.
Yeah, and the Steelers sucked.
God, they were terrible.
Dick Schiner, probably one of the many guys who was told by Chuck Knoll, hit the road, basically, you're not good enough.
As a Steelers starting quarterback, he was 3-16-1.
Austin 3-16-1.
Yeah, Schiner 3-16 said, I better get my ass out of town.
Schiner 3-16 said, you're going to intercept this pass.
You know what you notice about that video, too? No names on the back of the uniforms.
They're all just playing for the name on the front.
That didn't happen until 1970. Every NFL team just had numbers.
Pain in the ass until 1970. If you're doing the play-by-play. How about that 1 year Penn State?
Oh, see, I disagree. If you're doing play-by-play, you are memorizing name and number well before you even get to that game.
How long did it take for you to memorize that stuff when you would do one?
Like a couple hours.
That's
tops.
It? I thought you were going to say like 10 minutes. You'd look at it once and have
well,
it.
Well, no, but I'm talking about the charts and stuff. You make a chart. You make a nice play-by-play
chart.
Remember
when Penn State put the nameplates back on very briefly?
Bill O'Brien.
That was very jarring to watch. What was his rationale? He wanted to honor the players who had stayed with the program.
I kind of like that.
I think it was.
If he had never gone back to the NFL, does he win a national title there?
No.
Does he get to a college football playoff there in the four-team era?
Probably.
No.
I don't. 14? Yeah. You know what?
He's
yes.
probably going to get to one
yes,
of them because I think he's a better coach than Franklin on game day.
Now he's at Boston College.
It's kind of a weird spot for the old butt chin.
What if they also brought back the goalpost at the front of the end zone instead of the back?
A player would die.
Like the CFL.
A player would die.
They still do that up there?
Yes, they do, and a player would
really?
Die.
Really? I haven't watched a CFL game ever.
99% sure they have it at the front. A player would die. I'm just telling you. Somebody would get folded in half.
I disagree.
Neck would go into a direction that a neck is not supposed to
go. I think
it
hurts more getting hit by a moving player than it does just a goalpost.
I'm saying somebody's body would be going mostly one way, and they would hit that goalpost like with their neck, and that would be it. Like the hangman's kind of situation. I think that would happen. It's a miracle to me you didn't have more severe injuries back in the goalpost days. By the way, I think the Steelers-Vikings in Super Bowl, 9? I want to say that was either the first with the end zones, with the goalposts in the back, or the last one with them in the front.
That team is also being honored this year, I believe, against the Jets, the Super Bowl 9 team.
It was either one of those two little footnotes, though. It was either the first of one kind or the last of the old way of doing it.
I'll tell you
that.
Why guys didn't get hurt, because men were men.
Mm. All right, so
happy birthday, Dick Schiner.
Blow out those candles, Dick Schiner, on his birthday. Next.
The uniform one, another clip I saw last night, another NFL Twitter page that I fall down rabbit holes all the time. It's literally just like NFL highlights that they either take from primetime back in the day or NFL Network. The Steelers' 75th anniversary uniform, a very slick look. One that if they brought back would be right back into the fan favorite. That was the gold helmet. Black jersey, gold numbers and lettering.
I like that.
And now they don't have a rule stopping them from changing up the helmet.
You know, I didn't know there was one. Wait, what do you mean?
There was for a few year stretch where they had a rule where you had to use
only
the
one
same helmet.
Helmet.
Yeah.
Like, so the now Texans have that red helmet they use.
So yeah. Now you have, it's like college, you can use as many helmets as you want?
You can use up to three, I thought.
That's why you're seeing now so many more alternates than even before.
Well, like that Bengals Color Rush all-white, white helmet, the Siberian Tiger look is very cool. You know, it was a bummer with alternate uniforms today, Donnie? Jacksonville unveiled their throwback, and it's basically just Fred Taylor era, Jimmy Smith, Keenan McCardell, Mark Brunell. And I thought to myself, one, that looks sick. Like, it looks way better than their current ones.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was like, throwback uniform? That was like 5 minutes ago. And then I realized it's a 29-year-old uniform, and I got very depressed.
I did like their look.
They had the jag, the little jag on the shoulder. That team also gave me nightmares because, you know, Fred Taylor would show up at Three Rivers Stadium in the artificial turf. They'd get the flow of the play going one way. He'd put one foot in the ground. Good night.
Why?
He had a game of, he had like 238 on the ground in a game here in Three Rivers. I'm not kidding you. It was like Bill Cowher's kryptonite trying to stop that guy.
Why do I feel like Jacksonville, more than any other franchise in the league, has always given the Steelers fits ever since they entered the league?
Their first game in the league, they beat the Steelers,
yes.
Did they not?
Mm-hmm.
The Jags tormented them badly when Coughlin was there. I mean, they had a good roster. Brunell was good. Jimmy Smith. Those guys were objectively good players. They tormented the Steelers.
I feel like even in down years, though, the Steelers will have to go there, and they're just a thorn in the side. It is like pulling teeth to get out of that place with a win.
The only time they've had an easy one I can remember against them is the game where I decided to hang Christmas lights.
Yeah, that was the COVID year.
So non-existent.
I can't even remember the quarterback that started for them in that game.
Oh, wait a minute. He's a
Jake something.
Jake
John?
Luton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Terrell Edmonds had two interceptions.
I don't think the Steelers have ever beaten the Jags in a playoff game. I think they're winless against them in the playoffs.
That is correct.
Yeah.
07-17.
I did not have the Jags on my list of AFC playoff teams. I put out a too early list of teams in the AFC that I think will make the playoffs
this
year. I did it yesterday. Chiefs, Texans, Bengals, Jets, Bills, Ravens, Chargers. No Steelers. Want to quibble?
Chiefs are going to make it. Just put them in ink.
I am. I have a pen right here. I'm writing down the teams you're going to tell me I need to include in the field.
I think you can ink the Ravens. I don't think we're talking enough about the fact that Derrick Henry, if he's still got gas left in that tank, which I think he does, could be terrifying on that team with just what Jackson can do and just the way teams have to try to defend them. Put those two in ink. I can't say Bengals in ink because I don't know about Burrow's health.
What do you mean?
Could get hurt again. Never know.
I would
quibble with the Jets. I think there's the potential
But hold on a second, though.
Volcanic.
Why would the he could get hurt again apply to Joe Burrow and not Lamar Jackson?
No, it's fair. Then the Bengals are still plenty good enough, so ink. Texans. I'm tempted to say Texans are going to have a sophomore slump, but I think Ryan's is a very good coach, and I think Stroud is a very good quarterback already. Ink.
So you have Bengals, Ravens, Texans, Chiefs. You don't have an AFC East team yet.
I know. I got a...
Patriots?
I'm still taking the Bills.
No Dolphins either.
I'm still taking the Bills here. I am.
I wonder, too...
What if we get, like, the Bills with no more Diggs, if it actually sort of works weirdly? What was Bill Simmons? The Ewing theory? Once you took Ewing off the Knicks, they actually got better in the late
90s? Yeah, they
90s.
Went to the NBA Finals
right,
with Allen
Houston
and Latrell
Sprewell. And, yeah, those
Marcus
guys.
Camby.
Kurt Thomas playing power forward. Do you like that pool pony?
I do.
I'm wondering a little bit if the recency bias with Jim Harbaugh has people pumping that team's tires.
They have the worst skill guys in
the
entire league.
They don't have a receiver.
No, they've got the worst skill group in the
league. And their quarterback's best ability is that he can throw the football a mile.
But I think Harbaugh's a terrific coach.
Well, wait a minute. What do you mean recency bias with Harbaugh?
Well, I mean, he just won a national title. Everybody knows, okay, he can pull it off on both. In both the NFL and
but he took
football.
A team at Michigan that was getting tormented by Ohio State and just turned them into ass kickers and then beat Alabama.
In his first year with the 49ers, they went to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, and so that was over a decade ago. I mean, I'm saying they don't have, like, their best, their only receiver is Quentin Johnston.
I know, but he wins everywhere
he
goes.
All right, let me ask you this question. Would you rather have our receivers and our quarterback or their receivers and their quarterback?
Well, all because of the quarterback, I'm going to pick them.
Right.
You know what? I'm going to take the...
Would you rather have Jim Harbaugh or Mike Tomlin? I'd rather have Harbaugh.
I know that.
I do think he's a better coach. I mean, I think the proof's in the pudding. He's been to a Super Bowl more recently than Mike Tomlin has.
I think my gap with them is a lot closer than what you guys have.
I just think he's a very good coach. I think he's a grade-A weirdo.
I'm not saying he's not a good coach. I'm just, like, I'm actually kind of worried about their personnel. It's like they don't have
the sure, only, they have, the a only wide, thing, they have a wide receiver issue just like the Steelers.
The only thing I will say about their personnel, Donnie, to back you here.
I just trust them to overcome their wide receiver issue more than I trust the Steelers.
It reminds me what he's doing there of like year one at a rebuild at a college program, but the NFL doesn't run like that. You need to win now. And it does feel like he's sort of clearing out things a certain way. You know what I'm going to do? Take off the Jets. I think the Rodgers thing ends in disaster because they're the Jets. Put on the Colts.
They're a sleeper because of
Anthony Richardson.
Malzie's always been an Anthony Richardson guy.
What are you guys echoing each other here? It's like somebody who doesn't know to turn their TV down to mute when they call the sports call. There's a bunch of those.
Let me just make sure I hear us right. Donnie did not go through his entire list, but am I right to say that on July 18th, a week before they go to training camp, none of us even have the Steelers in the playoffs,
correct,
despite praising their draft and also liking their free agency?
9-8, 10-7, and miss. Yeah.
You don't have him either?
I haven't made my list, but maybe I can save that for tomorrow or next week.
Ooh, very good, because you'll be doing the Joe Show tomorrow.
Fair enough, but I'm just saying, if you had to choose right now, are they a playoff team, yes or no, what would you say?
What way would you lean? You don't have to put this in granite. You could flesh it out for tomorrow.
Yeah, fix it tomorrow if you want, but right now, what
I actually
would you
think I would lean yes.
Over the Ravens or Bengals?
I think they'd just get a wild card. They're not going to win the division.
Are we going to see another three-team AFC North playoff?
That's what I'm at. Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm asking here.
I think that's very possible, yeah.
The Henry thing with the Ravens, man, it's like I took note of it when it happened, and I thought that could be really bad for the rest of the league, and I just feel like we've ignored it. I don't think that was the right move by them.
I think he can be very good. To me, you could have kept Gus Edwards in that offense, and they would have been fine.
Yeah, but they might...
They need wide receiver help, Chris.
Henry is a special player still.
I don't disagree with that, but I'm just saying teams already, when they played Baltimore, geared up to stop the run.
Sure.
Let me put it this way, though.
They also geared up to stop Jackson almost more than anything else. You put Henry in that backfield now, you have two A players who they can't really decide, hey, who are we going to stop here?
Okay, that's fine, but I'm saying what really would have made them a tough team was if they went out and got a top-flight wide receiver.
But you don't believe that Jackson's a good enough thrower of the football where that would matter. I think you would have said that's sunk costs.
Hold on a second. Yes, I do. I don't think he's a top-5 quarterback in the league. I think he's top 15. If you give a top 15 quarterback a legit number one wide receiver, and he's the best running quarterback of all time, of course I'm going to feel like that makes them a better team.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.